I never intended to make it this far. I never had a fallback plan. I always thought I'd go in a blaze of glory.
Blaze of Glory isn't just the title track to Marshall Chapman's latest CD, it's a premonition she once had. Living the hard life of a rock and roller, Chapman never figured she'd live past 40. But at 39, after years of a stereotypical rock and roll lifestyle, she checked herself into rehab. And now, at an age when many performers start thinking about slowing down, Chapman is doing just the opposite. Since graduating from Vanderbilt University in 1971, she has supported herself not only as a performer, but as a songwriter. Many other acts have recorded her songs, including John Hiatt, Winona Judd, Jimmy Buffett, and the band Sawyer Brown. Yet she has never had a huge hit of her own. But that does not mean that Marshall Chapman is not successful. In the past few years, the 1.8-meter-tall Nashville resident has released two albums to glowing reviews from critics around the world, while also acting and writing prose. You may have seen her playing Gwyneth Paltrow's road manager in the hit movie Country Strong. She's also been seen on the current TV show Nashville. Chapman co-wrote the songs for an off-Broadway musical called Good Old Girls and has published two books, including an autobiography. In it, she tells how she grew up in a wealthy family in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and then defied her family's expectations by becoming a rock and roll musician.
Regrets, you know I've had a few, but for only what I did not do. So baby, jump on in. Love can't be a sin when it's made by me and you. Let's make waves, baby, waves, baby, waves. Let's make waves. Let's make waves, baby, waves, baby, waves. Let's make waves. All right.
Marshall Chapman dates the roots of her rebellion to 1956, when the family maid took her downtown to see Elvis Presley perform.
My parents were out of town. We just took the city bus down there. They had matinee shows back then. He was on a country package tour with the Lubin Brothers and the Carter Sisters and Justin Tubb. And I think when that deal was signed, he wasn't quite Elvis yet. By the time he got to Spartanburg, he was Elvis, and he was definitely closing the show. And this was, of course, during segregation. And I was in the balcony with the blacks, this little 7-year-old toe-headed child. So that started it. They measure time B.C. and A.D., and I measure time B.E. and A.E.
The opening track on Blaze of Glory harkens back to those early days of rock. Love in the Wind is a duet with Todd Snyder that almost didn't happen.
Loving you's like love in the wind.
No, it's not a thing that you could hold in your hand.
Easy come, easy go. And on a heart like mine, it'll take its toll. Never know when I'll see you again. Loving you's like loving the wind.
Todd walks in, the first thing he says, I don't sing harmony. So I had to rethink, just get loose, and we sort of went on the Todd plan, but it sort of became more of a call and response, which actually probably was better than what I had in mind, and that often happens in the studio. And now it sounds really cool the way it is, because you don't know when he's coming in, and I love it.
When we spoke, Marshall was on her way back to Nashville after a show at Spartanburg's Chapman Cultural Center, named for her arts-supporting family. The show was a fundraiser for arts education and took place just a few days after the singer was inducted into the Spartanburg Music Trail, an open-air hall of fame for musicians in her hometown. There are 9 original songs on Blaze of Glory, along with 2 interesting covers, Hoagie Carmichael's standard The Nearness of You, and this jazzy update of the Delmore Brothers country classic, Blues Stay Away From Me. I'm Catherine Cole.